Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's amazing when we have certain people come on Landfill to only play songs from their era. And this is my man joining us right now, Doc Walker. Follow him on Twitter, at Rick Doc Walker. Everybody, you know who Doc is. He's been around this town for years upon years, and the guy does a great job. And Doc can tell us, whenever I start talking about history and Washington and the memories about them playing against Dallas, I reach out to people that have a great mindset of what has gone on, and Doc Walker is one of those guys. My big bro, what's up, Doc? How you doing, man?
My tag team partner. I appreciate it, man, just being on your show. And is JP taking another day off?
Nah, he woke up the day he was a little under the weather, so we basically told him stay home. You know, he was trying to fight through it, but you know, you do better stay
no,
home.
I love it.
Come back 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I've been enjoying your format because it is special. You're lucky if you get an opportunity to be a part of a rivalry. Not everybody has that. And you know, you played in other cities as I did. Every team has a bitter rivalry.
Yes.
Philly is New York. New York is Philly. Us is Dallas. Everybody hates Dallas. That's what they have going for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody hates them. But it doesn't count, B, until you beat them.
There you go.
And we've done that. And that's what I've enjoyed listening all day because those are the memories for me. It goes back to 72. Brig Owens and that crew, and you mentioned it. Kenny Houston with the stop on Garrison. And Kenny Houston, a Hall of Famer, a guy that conveniently is forgotten in this city, but he's a Hall of Famer.
Hell yeah.
And the best safety ever.
Yeah, I mentioned to people today to go find some tape on him and check it out.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing blurred about it.
Yeah, you played in this, Doc. You've covered it for multiple years. Like you say, you watched it before, then you were in it, mm-hmm. then you covered it. You know, do you have, I guess it's like asking someone who's their favorite, which child is your favorite, you know?
You're right.
Which of the memories you have is your favorite?
Well, selfishly, beating them in Dallas, for me, is as big as the championship game. No game can be bigger than the winner goes to the Super Bowl. No game can be bigger than that, to mm-hmm. me. And it happened in this trilogy, hopefully a trilogy, happened 72, 82. And I think 22 is not out of the question. We can hope if they play well enough to earn that right.
Yeah.
And it starts Sunday. But you know, you've done it. You've been a part of it. Because I got to see so much of it, I know the Methuselah comment's going to come out before I hang up, but...
Well, I already did them. I don't have to do them while you're on the phone.
I know it. Yeah, I figured you did. I know you would. But that's why I love you. Because you will be in my shoes one day. And
yeah.
I kidded. Isaac Curtis and them guys, I was you with Isaac Curtis, Coy Bacon, Lamar Parrish. I talked about them like you talk about me. And like they told me, you better hope you live long enough to be in our shoes.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I didn't get it when I was 25, 6, 22. But you're right. And so you start to appreciate it. I want us to earn that right.
Yeah,
Dallas has better personnel. They have a better football team, but it doesn't mean we can't slay them and beat them here at home.
I know Reggie Evans, this guy called and said, we have a 70-something to 40-something lead on y'all, record against y'all.
Right.
And Reggie said, well, when we played y'all in games that mattered, we have the better record. And I think that shows a lot about Washington. When it was serious, and like this is one of those serious games, because if they win, if Washington wins this game, they're moving themselves right there one game away from them, which would put them in a better position to try and win the division as well. Listen, I know where they were. And, hell, I'm not no different than anybody else who thought, damn, this team is down and out. And then they came back fighting, you know. And like I said, if you win it all, cool. If you come back and win and get in the playoff and do something, that's cool. But if you don't, you start wondering, why the hell the start was so slow?
You know, Brian, because you've been with great coaches. The beauty about your career, and I had a little bit of it, is that you can say you played for two of the best, two Hall of Fame coaches, if not three. Not everybody can say that. Most people don't win in everything, and most people aren't successful. But what we learned from Joe Jackson Gibbs and Andy Reid and being around these guys who proved that they're better than the rest is how we practice. I know for a fact, covering your entire career, that they had to stop a practice because of your wild behind in the Super Bowl, practicing to play in the Super Bowl. That was your level of intensity, your level of commitment. And this is what people don't understand. They get paid, and they go get the car with the rims and all that. They can be number one picks. They can make millions of dollars, but they will never be given a championship. You have to go take it.
Yeah.
You got to go take somebody, knock them off the mantle, and replace them with yourself. We're going to find out Sunday what we're really made of. I believe we're close. We're ready. But this is the one we got to jump the broom on.
But looking at this game, you talked about it earlier. Doc Walker joins us. Doc Walker joins us on the BetQL guest line presented by BetQL Network. Great entertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. And, Doc, when you look at this game, you stated that Dallas probably have the better personnel. They have the better football team. But that doesn't mean anything if you're not playing well. And they haven't been playing as good. Washington has been playing well. What does Washington need to do to win? Because as I look at the team now, I'm starting to look at some remnants of what we used to do back in the day. You know we're going to run, and you can't do a damn thing about it. And that's what they seem to be doing now.
I mean, you get it. You're built for this because you get it. You understand it's a field position game. The teams you played on, you gave your team the best field percentage and the best advantage every week. We have to strangle them. We have to keep Dak on the sideline like we did with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The key is we got to dominate time of possession, efficiency on third down on both sides, and we got to be the nastiest unit. We got to get the biggest hits. We got to do the things that you play desperate. We wore the fatigues down there one year, which was a bold move.
Uh-huh.
We went into their place in battle gear, and it shocked them. It effed them up because they didn't know how to deal with it because it got exaggerated. There was only 21 of us that did it.
But let me ask you a question.
The whole team.
Who came up with that idea? Was it you?
Well, I don't really know. I've been having multiple concussions, Brian, so I can't really remember everything. Let's just say we were in it together. And when I saw Riggo put his General MacArthur jacket on, then I knew. Because, see, with Riggo, Joe couldn't chastise us. He couldn't penalize us. And so it was something that man, drove us so together. And when we got down there, because I was good with Tony Hill, Dorsett, those guys, we all came out the same class. They told me, man, we got phone calls. They had a meeting. They were called in to their facility. They said, these fools have came down here in full battle gear. So Tom brought them in. So we shook them up. Then we got on the field. And I heard you earlier, that was the no, Danny, no.
That was it?
It was because that was the no, Danny, no, man, because they were disrupted. And then we got the job done on the field. They tried to break up the fun bunch, fun for some. That's where that poster came from. It's always a special moment with them. They're always the favorite, and it don't matter. But when you kick their teeth in, then our fans, this is the biggest treat. I love this in Vegas, but I need to see us at FedEx on Sunday.
Yeah, and Doc, I've been talking about, you know, watching this game and looking at the team. Like, people get caught up in the specialty players, you know, and I played that, but I understood what was important. O-line, D-line, absolutely, watching the way Allen is playing now. I'm looking for, the biggest matchup of the whole day, is Dallas offensive line against Washington's defensive line.
Absolutely.
And then vice versa. So I believe you win it in the trenches, and I think this game is going to be one where that is going to happen.
Well, you have one of my favorite guys, and you've referenced him the whole show. You can't talk about this game without talking about Darrell Worrell Grant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's something about the brothers from Texas, the man child, Dexter Manley. They're from Texas, so they had to deal with this. They know if they don't win, they got to live with this.
Uh-huh.
And both of those guys were significant players in this rivalry, which I think was even bigger for them. And the fact that both of those guys, you have to hear from them. You got to talk to them. If you know them, you had him in the center of that wedge. I know how much you love him, and I know how much he loves you. It was those kind of guys. It's not, you don't have to be the first round. Our team has soured because it doesn't understand. It's learning now how you win. It's not the first round draft picks or all. You know, that's important, but it's not the factor. Mm-hmm. The factor is heart and guys that are willing to die to win.
Yeah,
not show ponies, but mules. And this is what I'm telling you, man. This team now, it is lining up. The stars are coming in line. I love the way they fight. I love how nasty they are. And I hope Collins is back. But if not, 52, let me tell you something, 55, them young boys,
mm-hmm,
they're coming. And they're not London Fletcher yet, but I feel like they're coming. And I know how you love number one. One has changed. This last month, he's been one of the glowing stars. Our return game is back.
Yeah.
Not only the big one that he broke, but the threat of it is exactly what kills everybody. And we got a rookie snapper. We got a different holder. We got a new kicker. Dude, I'm just trying to contain myself so I can have some energy for Sunday.
You know, Doc, when you rolled into this town and you had the Washington and Dallas rivalry going, like I mentioned earlier, nobody had to tell me that this was special.
No, I knew.
You know, and I hear some players like, well, you know, people were saying it. You should feel it, you know. And I listen.
Yeah.
It's in you. It's in me. It's in a lot of older fans around here. I don't think it's in everybody how it used to be. How do we get it back to so some of these young people in their 20s and 30s can have that same feeling we had when we stepped out that week when the fans started chanting at the end of a game the week before we won Dallas.
We won Dallas.
Yeah.
It's just like you make fun of me. It's how you raise your kids. It's how this fan base has got a lot of millennials, love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be taught, like I knew because of Brig Owens. See, Brig's from my area. So in 72, when the Super Bowl team, they were in my hometown at Saddleback Inn where they stayed for Super Bowl VII.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching Brig, and as I tell Brig, I do Brig like you do me. I told Brig that my mom took me to daycare, and she said, who's your favorite player? And I said, Brig Owens. When I was in daycare, and boy, I tell you what.
He's sick, boy.
So Brig, I had lunch with him yesterday. He laughs. But that's Charlie Taylor, Brig Owens, Roy Jefferson, Billy Kilmer, who's Bruin. Those guys, I fed through them. I knew about what happened in Dallas when the Reef was put in their locker room.
Uh-huh.
You know, I knew that George Allen really struck the match on this. He made it life or death. See, it's just like watching ULL now. When I watched Louisiana play, I remember we kidded you when y'all was on Tuesday night.
Yep.
And we busted chops and we did all that. Well, guess what? Guess what? When they got locked in, they always had talent.
Yep.
Now it's focused. And now they are a monster program. People still in your coaches. You're growing it. And that's how I felt here. We didn't inherit this. We came into this understanding what we had to maintain in order to be respected. I don't want to be a guy that's here to say, oh, I never won. I never beat Dallas. I never went to the playoff. I never went to a Super Bowl. Oh, hell no. That ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. I got to check every box. You know, I ain't got to be the guy in the middle of the field at the end being honored, but I'm damn sure going to be a guy with a ring. I ain't going to be ringless. That ain't going to never happen. I won on every level I've ever played on. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I sense in this team now. They starting to get stingy. They're starting to act like, you know what? Why not us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not us? And that's what I'm saying. I ain't going to be ringless. That ain't going to never happen.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the thing for when you start looking at it, where there are a lot of guys on this team that came from colleges and programs that they didn't lose a lot. And I think it takes something to bring you together. And I look at two of the guys on this team that they don't say a lot actually on the field, Terry McLaurin, Jonathan Allen. But those two guys come from winning programs.
MVPs.
And they're your leaders. And they are guys that I think they're very much like James Arthur Monk, where he don't say nothing. He just went out there and he did what it took to win. And you start looking at him and say, well, damn, that's what I ought to do. And you start trying to emulate him, and then all of a sudden the whole team is doing it. Now you got something.
See, I knew listening to World when guys talk about blocking for you. That's how I felt blocking for Mike Nelms. Mm-hmm. We had a guy that never fair caught, and we knew he wasn't going to fair catch, and we knew we had to give him a chance to get started. If we gave him a chance, buddy, you in trouble. And that's when I talk to guys, Trey, when I talk to the big banger.
Oh, yeah.
And they talk about you, man, them cats say, hey, man, ain't nobody going to hit B. Mitch with his head up in the air. We got his back. And then you went on, took it to the house, and people expected that. That's how we were with Mike Nelms. He was our first all-pro player. He was the only decorated guy we had was Mike Nelms. And yet, we was in the winner's circle. We were getting there because Joe emphasized special teams first. That's how I know we're getting on the right track. We can't win without a kicker, a snapper, and a holder. We can't win without cover guys, release guys. We can't win without a return man. Mm-hmm. That's how we led our teams. These prima donnas act like they too good to be on teams. I don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
I want to be around people that understand that we have to win. We're not taking this because we make money. You hear that video, $70,000. We actually played. We had to win to make money.
Yeah,
we're from a different era. We had to win to make money. I think you got the beginning tip of this cash flow thing, but it didn't affect how you played.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between you and the rest of these guys. I call them show ponies. But I'm talking for guys that want to be – I'm looking for bloodhounds. And I'm looking for people who want to represent this city. This city was collegiate. There wasn't no racial tension here for us.
Mm-hmm.
I had white people inviting me to their home where I was staying at the Marriott. I stayed there for 6 weeks. I had people offering me to come home for dinner. They wanted to bring me food. This is the greatest place a pro can ever play. But you got to go out there and get the job done and not be worried about your rims or your convertible. You got to go out and sell out in this town. And if you give it up, they will replenish it in a way you can't even imagine.
I told him, I said, you hadn't played a game in over 30 years, and guess what? You still love just like you're playing today. So, man, appreciate you giving us some time, Doc.
Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I love it. I do. And tell JP, man, you know what? This is called a full-time gig.
I'm taking him – I'm going to put him through the – what you call him over the offseason. He's going through the B. Mitch training camp.
Are you serious?
I'm putting him through my training camp of getting ready for everything in life.
Dude, count me in. I'll be a spectator, but I'll have a video camera with me.
All right, Doc.
I love you, man.
Got you, man.
Keep
love
doing.
You, too, brother.
All
Take
right,
care, man.
Okay, good.
That's Doc Walker joining us on the BetQL Guest Line, presented by BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. If you want to follow Doc, follow him at Rick Doc Walker. This is B. Mitch and Finney. We're going to take a break. And if you're on the phone line, I saw one guy hung up. I was going to try to come to him. If you just hung up, call us right back. 1-800-636-1067. We want to get the rest of your memories about this great rivalry, Washington versus Dallas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dallas week, getting you ready for the Washington football team to take on the Dallas Cowboys at FedEx Field coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock. And I want those games to start having more 4 o'clock games. That lets you know when everybody around the league and around the country is starting to respect you when you have more of those 4 o'clock games and you start getting a little bit more of the 8 o'clock games and more than one Monday night football game. Those things make a difference, and it tells you just what people think about you a lot of times. So we've been taking calls all day. Wanted this day, hump day of this week, playing against our bitter rivalry to be that day when you talk about your memories and your moments. And let's go back, get right to the phone lines. We're going to start off with Rick in D.C. What's up, Rick? How you doing, man?
Man, what's up, B-Mitch? Appreciate you taking my call,
sure,
man.
Bro.
It's got to be, man. Let me say this real quick. Man, I'm so glad, man, JP out today, man. Let him convalesce, man, all week, man. We trying to take calls. It's Dallas week, baby. We ain't got time for JP to be talking. But look, hey, B. Mitch, it's 2005, man. I was in the building. And let me tell you something. It was the hottest September ever in Texas, man. I'm telling you, that Texas stadium, man, with that hole in the roof, uh-huh. Man, it was so hot, man. And I'm telling you, we was down 13-7, I think it was. And, oh, man, cash trash, man. It was about 20 of us went down there. We had a big old trip we went down there, man. They was talking cash trash. B. Mitch, I'm telling you, when Mark Brunell hit Santana Moss, the Cowboy killer, when he hit him, man, with that 78-yarder, man, let me tell you, you could hear a pin drop up in there. You could hear the roaches crawling up in there. It was so quiet, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, they was sick, B. Mitch. They was sick, man. That will always be my favorite memory, baby. Not only was I there, but the Cowboy killer, I mean, he just put it on him, man. You know, they didn't believe in Brunell. They said, well, he was a lefty. He ain't had that much arm strength. He was old, et cetera, et cetera. But he killed y'all that day. That's my favorite memory, baby. Appreciate you, B. Mitch.
Appreciate you, bro. That proves that little song and say, I may not be as good as I once was, but I could be as good once as I ever was. That's what Mark Brunell did in that football game. And let's see if we can get somebody in this game to come up and do the exact same thing. Let's go to Landover and check out Mark. What's up, Mark? How you doing, man?
Hey, baby. How's it going, buddy?
Going well, brother.
Hey, man. You had Doc on there. Always good to hear you and Doc talk.
I'm going to put you on hold, man, so you call back, get into a better area. Let's go to John in D.C. What's up, John? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, B. Mitch? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. What's happening?
Yeah, love the show. Love you as a player, man.
Appreciate you.
So my question is, I've been about every home game this year. I'm not a season ticket holder, you know, but I hear that, you know, I hear the organization say they want to see the fans, you know, in the stands, but they raise the ticket prices, you know, about $200-$300 for this one game. And I want to know, you know, is that because the team is winning right now? And if so, you know, is that something that we're going to have to, you know, is that something to look into going forward? Is that, you think that's happening is going to be, or, you know, what you think about it?
What I think is this. Dallas game is always going to be a little bit more than the other games. And they're on a 4-game winning streak, and I think that everybody's trying to capitalize off of that. I don't know if that's going to be what it's going to be going forward, but I can tell you this. Back in the day at RFK, a Dallas week ticket will go for $800 or more. And I'm talking about in the 90s. This is 2021, so it could possibly get like that for certain weeks, but I don't think it's going to be like that every week.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to all the games. I've been to all the Dallas games for, I say, the last 2 years. I even flew down there. Uh-huh. And I kind of bought my ticket at the last minute each time. And to be honest, which I want to say, I didn't spend more than maybe $225 for my ticket.
Yeah.
So like that.
But I think it's the same thing. You know, this is how it works. They're trying to get them. If you want it and you want to be secure, you get it. If you can wait till later, they may drop a little bit. But as they get close to the game, they want to get people in the game. And if it's something that's at $300, it may go down some. But then again, somebody might scoop it up at the $300 price. That's the little chances you take with it.
Right, okay.
All right, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, let's get back to Mark in Lando. What's up, Mark? How you doing, brother?
Beavis, can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, I got you now, bro. What's up?
Hey, man. I was just listening to you and Doc. Always good to hear you guys talking because you're the real deal. But, man, you were talking about another gentleman that a lot of the newcomers don't know, Mr. Daryl Grant.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe time one more time. I'm not saying for sure, but we may have to have those Redskin-hating Saints Sports Illustrated come out with another cover for us that says, wham, bam, it's the Redskins. And that sure would be nice, B-Mitch, and that's what I remember, buddy.
All right,
and
bro.
Hey, man, keep up the good work.
You
and
too, man.
And say hello to Cupcake for me when you get a chance.
Got you, man. Take care. I tell you, man, listen, Daryl Grant was a bad dude on that football field, man. And for fans out there that want to call yourself a fan, if you don't know that name, look it up, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Let's go to Bowie. Check out Rock. What's up, Rock? Rock, you're up. Put Rock on hold and go straight to Steven in Olney. What's up, Steven? How you doing, brother?
How you doing, Mitch?
Doing good.
Thank you very much for taking my call. You know, I'm in my 50s here. I remember growing on up, though. Every Dallas and Redskins week coming on up, everybody wore their jerseys at school. You know, it was always a competition of who could go and have the best colors. But these days, you just don't see it as much, especially when Dallas wins. That's when you actually see them come on out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
But most of all, though, with all these Super Bowl seasons that we've had, we never had the superstars on the team. They were always the blue-collar workers working their butts off to go and create a name for themselves. And that's what I see our team this year doing. Just sticking down in the trenches, fighting and scrapping like we've always been known to do. And that's what I'd like to go and see. Now, we may not have a, you know, Super Bowl to go and look forward to, but the difference is we're turning the tables. With Sweat, with Chase Young, I don't know why we didn't look so great with them, but I'll ask you this, since you actually know the rules and the regulations. With Sweat now getting COVID, what kind of repercussions does he have against that? Does he get fined? Is anything going on with that?
He don't get fined.
And I'll just say...
He won't get fined. He has to be out at least 10 days. It'll be 10 days. But after that, he won't get tested again for 60 days or 90 days.
You know, it just puts everybody else that tries to follow the program, you know, in jeopardy. But anyway, though, everybody has their own opinions. They don't want to get political.
but I just want to say thank you for taking my phone call, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you, man.
And by the way, I want your jambalaya recipe.
I don't have a recipe, man. I do everything from scratch, from the head.
You may have to write it down for me and give me what's in that head of yours.
All right,
thank you, my man.
Take care, buddy.
Peace.
All right. Let's continue on. Gary, we are taking calls on the Gambit DC listener line. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Let's go to Gary in Virginia. What's up, G? How you doing, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, thank you for taking my call, buddy. First time caller.
Oh, appreciate you calling,
man. One of my favorite ones was the person nobody knew at the time was Dial Green. And he run down Tony Dorsett that had about a 20-yard lead on him and tackled him on the 1-yard line. That was one of the best games and one of the best moments. But from that time on, they knew who Dial Green was after that.
Hell
the
yeah.
Fastest man in the NFL.
Appreciate your call, man.
Thank you, my mom.
All right. Little dude from Texas A&I rolled in and made a big name for himself, played 20 years in the league, and still doing great things in the area. That's the type of people I had to look up to. I think people, when you hear me talking on this radio, I didn't come in here knowing stuff about myself. I watch guys like Daryl and listening to Doc and watching Daryl Grant and Gary Clark and, you know, Russ Grimm and Joe Jacoby. I had some people in front of me that if you didn't get it, then damn it, you wasn't paying attention. So that's where I give my love to all those dudes that taught me and pulled me along the way. Let's go to Silver Spring. Check out John. John, what's going on? Your favorite memory, man.
Yeah, I was there when we opened up FedEx. Back in Raleigh, John, I took my son. He was, second, third grade. And Smoot, after the game, we went, you know, after the game, I was like, what the heck? Let's go get some autographs. We don't beat Dallas that often. We beat them that night. And Smoot gave me a hard time saying, what are you doing with your son here this late? I think it was like 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night. Another guy came by. I don't remember who it was. Like, Smoot, back off, man. You want to do that with your son? It's memories. That's my best memory I got of the Cowboys games. Of course, always the best ones are when we kick their butts, like we're going to do on Sunday.
All right, man. Appreciate it. You can't let Smoot bother you, though. That's what you want to do with your son. Any time of the night, you do it. Because those are memories that you'll never, ever forget. And I'm sure your son hadn't forgotten those memories as well. Let's go to Rock in Bowie. What's up, Rock? How you doing, man? Rock. All right, Rock don't want to talk to us. He's done. Let's go to John in Jacksonville. Check out my buddy talking about the 72 championship, his favorite memory. What's up, John?
Hey, B. Mitch. Yeah, so it was literally my first Redskin game. My dad, at the time, was a lieutenant colonel. He had just returned from Vietnam, not long before that. And one of his commanding officers got us tickets to that game. And, again, my very first Redskin game, fell in love with him then. He at one point put me on his shoulders. George Allen actually waved to me in the stands. And what I really remember about it was, if memory serves, Larry Brown was running. He must have run it 30 times. And then I just remember Kurt Knight. He kicked several field goals in that game. But the electricity and the passion of all the fans, and I felt like, oh, my gosh, and this is my team. So here I am nearly 50 years later and still a diehard fan, even though I haven't lived there in a long, long time. So just wanted to share that.
Good stuff, John. Appreciate you, man.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, B. Mitch.
If you've been listening today, you've been hearing a lot of different memories. I'm sure some people that people had not heard of before. He just mentioned Larry Brown, a man that should be in the Hall of Fame. And let me tell you, that's one badass dude right there. Probably as tough as they come. And I became good friends with Larry. And while the time he was here, he now lives down in Myrtle Beach. And I'm going to tell you, that should be a push to get him there, because that dude was tough as nails over and over again. We're going to continue on with the phone calls when we get back. We got an interview with Carl Hagelin from the Caps, and then we'll jump back into it, because this is something we want to do today. Sometimes just have these memories come up so the young people can hear about them. This is B. Mitch and Finley. We'll be back in a few. But before we go there,
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley. And join us now, brought to you on the air and on the road. Carl Hagelin is driven by Lindsay Volvo Cars of Alexandria, where their goal is to complete satisfaction. Be like Carl. Score your next Volvo with the assist from Lindsay in the crease of Alexandria and LindsayVolvoCars.com. Carl, how you doing, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. And we thank you for giving us some time to talk with us. Y'all don't play until Friday, but so we're going to talk about all kind of things. We normally do this thing with your buddy Garnet, and we let it flow. We have fun with it. I know you went to Michigan. How big was that win against Ohio State this year?
It was huge. I think a lot of guys on the team were on my side for that game. It seemed like there was more Michigan guys than Ohio State guys. And obviously against Iowa there was another fine win. So, no, I'm excited. When I was at Michigan, the football team didn't have a ton of success. So it's really nice to see them turn things around, and good for Harbaugh.
Yeah, and the thing about it, you know, it's like what I noticed when I was in college, the athletes seem to pull for each other. You may not know nothing about the sport, but you pull for the guys because you're normally around each other in the dorms and things of that nature. Were y'all like that at Michigan?
Yeah, 100%. Like, for me, coming from Sweden, I didn't know much about football, to be honest. I knew soccer and hockey and, you know, basketball, but I knew football was big at Michigan. And then, you know, going to that first, actually, my first football game was Michigan against Appalachian State in 2007. And Michigan actually lost that game.
I remember that game.
Yeah, you remember that game? That
yes.
Was our first game. But, yeah, we were definitely rooting for each other. A lot of good guys on that team. And like you said, you see them around the cafeteria, around the dorm, and you just want everyone else to succeed.
Well, you come into the D.C., and this team has a professional team in all sports. And I see a lot of hockey guys go to the different other games, and guys come into to watch the Caps play. You know, do you like football? Like, you know, you like it outside of Michigan, say it like that.
Yeah, I do. If you asked me 5-6 years ago, I probably would have said no. But, you know, the NFL is growing on me, getting more. You know, I start to understand more and more and getting to know more of the players and, you know, why people are doing certain things out there. I really enjoy watching. It's such a great TV sport. I don't mind going to the games. I've done that a few times, but I definitely like watching it on Sundays.
Yeah, you can sit at home and just have your own beer. You don't have to worry about going stand on line and get your beer. But, you know, I look at this week, you have – you know, Washington is playing against Dallas, their heated rivalry, and then you all play Friday against the Penguins, which is your heated rivalry. You know, how do you approach a game like the Penguins compared to other games? I know it's the same, it's just another game up, but it's a little extra for that game, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can always feel it. You know, ever since I got here, obviously playing for the Penguins before, I knew there was always big games against the Caps, and now being, you know, on the good side there with the Caps, you can sense it when you get to the rink that day. Guys are a little more focus in the morning. And once the game starts, it's always tight checking games with a lot of emotion, and you can see how the fans really get into it. So it'll be a special night. I think it's going to be, you know, two really good teams going at it, and that's a good thing. You got Ovi against Sid, two of the best players to ever play.
You know, Carl, I had a chance to play. I played here in Washington. I played in Philly with the Eagles and also in New York with the Giants. So I understand these rivalries from different sides of it. You played for the Penguins, as you just stated. How is it different from one side to the other?
You know, I think just personnel is different. I think the crowd and the buildings might be a little different, but at the end of the day, you're going out there to beat the other team and you hate the other team. I think that's the one thing that stays the same.
Since you play for them, when you go against them, do you have that extra urge to want to just do something special against them, or you just let the game come to you?
I think, yeah, I let the game come to me. I think the first time you play a team that you've been traded from, I think those are special nights, and you get a little nervous, and it's kind of hard to play those games. But now I think I played the Pens, you know, five or six times since I got traded here, and you know, it's like any other game, but it means a little bit more. It does, for sure.
You've scored your first goal of the season on Monday. When is the second one going to be? This Friday against your old team?
Yeah, it better be.
it's a good feeling when you can get one against the old team. Now, like you said, you played against them five times or so, but still, if you get one, deep down inside, you're like, you let me go. That's what I guess you get.
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly right there.
Yeah, so the team, you know, you all have been doing some good things, and you know, every once in a while you go into a little slump. How are you all going to get back to being that consistent team that you've been the whole, like you started off the season with?
Yeah, I think it's a mindset for us. When we're playing our best, we're really aggressive, and especially in our own zone, we play hard defensively. You can just sense that it's annoying to play against us for the other team. So we just got to get back to that. We know we're going to be productive offensively and get our chances, but we get that physical, aggressive mindset in our own end. We're going to be good.
You know, you play with Sid and you play with Ovi. And, you know, they're different, but they're the same. They're special players. As you play with those guys, do you see any, like, similarity to what makes both of those guys so damn good?
Yeah, I think both of them love the game of hockey. You know, they enjoy being out there. And I think they both feel like that's their calling, to be on the ice and entertain people. I think that's the number one thing. And they're both prodigies that have been under the microscope since they were 7 years old, and they both handled really well. So you can just see how they thrive under pressure, and you know, they love what they do.
All right, well, Carl, man, we appreciate you giving us some time. Good luck to you all this Friday, and make sure you tell Garnett, man, we say we hope he gets well, and we'll be talking to him soon.
Absolutely, man. Have a good one.
Appreciate you, man. That's Carl Hagelin joining us here on B. Mitchell Philly. On the air and on the road, Carl Hagelin is driven by Lindsay Volvo Cars of Alexandria, where their goal is to complete satisfaction. Be like Carl. Score your next Volvo with the assist from Lindsay in the crease of Alexandria and LindsayVolvoCars.com. As Carl Hagelin, the left winger for the Caps, just finished joining us. We're going to take a quick break here. We get back. We're going to continue on with these phone calls because it's been good today. Hearing a lot of different things I have forgotten about. I heard people talking about over the years. And this is how you start getting people into this thing again. Into this rivalry, starting to really believe in it, because you bring up some of those things they never heard of or they had forgotten about. We'll be right back. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.